Yes, guys, welcome to this very special edition of the Novos podcast. Joining us is John Finley from Tiger King, of course, Joe Exotic's ex-husband.
I'm so excited, if you can't tell.
Yeah, I know.
That sound.
When you grunt like that, you know something good's about to happen.
I wonder if that's what a horny tiger sounds like.
You know, I've never thought what a tiger sounds like when it's horny.
No.
I don't think many people have.
Well, John would know.
I guess so. They did a lot of tiger breeding, didn't they?
They did.
Surely he'd be kicking about a cage when one of them
don't
was a bit of a horn dog.
About when you have a chat with somebody and then after the fact you think of all of these great questions. Hey, John, can you please tell us what a horny tiger sounds like?
You imitate one, Maddie. What do you think a horny tiger would be?
I think a horny tiger would sound like a cat, you know, when cats purr.
Yeah.
I think it would sound like a deeper, more aggressive
husky
version of that. Oh, there
it is. Oh, Crevo, a hidden tiger in you.
Not horny tigers. This is our exclusive chat with John Finley, and of course, we're asking the big questions: who killed Carol Baskin's husband? And he drops a bombshell about his marriage with Joe Exotic. Here it is.
Hey, it's John Finley from Tiger King. You're listening to the Novos podcast.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
They old people are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
It is the biggest show on Netflix at the moment, guys. Tiger King, I'm obsessed. Crevo, oh no, you are. And Maddie, I'm so excited to have this guy joining us right now. He's the ex-husband of Joe Exotic, and he is co-hosting our show this morning. Welcome, John Finlay.
Thanks for having me on.
So, obviously, a lot has changed in your life since your time at the zoo. Can you tell us what you're up to now?
I'm a hard-working American that just goes to work every day and lives life like everybody else.
Are you missing working at the zoo? Because obviously working with big cats is, you know, super cool. Like,
and
who doesn't want to do that?
And a unique job as well.
Yeah.
I do miss it, but the only thing I really miss is the animals. I don't miss the people and the drama.
Yeah, of course. And now I can see you. We've got you on Zoom here. Your new teeth look incredible, man.
They feel great.
Do you just love, like, smiling at everyone now and, like, you get a lot of looks for them and stuff?
I've not really been recognized in public, but there has been a few that have done the fangirl freaking out when they see me.
I'm having a look at a picture of you now. You've almost had, like, a queer eye for the straight guy, or in your case, the former gay guy makeover. I mean, you're looking sexy, mate. Very sexy.
You know, I feel a whole lot better than what I did when I had my previous teeth in, and I definitely been wearing them more and actually brought a whole new self-confidence to myself. And it all started when we started talking about marriage, and I was like, I want to get my teeth fixed before we get married. And you made it happen within a week.
I'm super excited that you're getting married again. Are you looking forward to that?
This will actually be my only time ever getting married.
Wow.
Hang on a sec, because there's a marriage on the documentary. What's are you not counting that? Are you just wiping it out of your memory? What are you saying?
No, actually, it is all a publicity stunt. For Joe to get a reality show.
No.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, it did. That's incredible.
So, John, I've got to ask you, obviously a lot's changed for you since, you know, this thing blew up. Have the wedding plans changed since Tiger King's become a massive hit? Like, are you, you know, doing a massive wedding now, maybe selling it to a magazine? You could make some good cash off this.
No, we're wanting to just keep it us and family and some friends.
Smart. Small weddings are good. I only had 12 people at mine, so.
You also got married in a castle, Jade, so,
well,
you know.
That is true.
John, no jokes.
You know, get married in a castle, had to, you know, cut back on the guests, but.
It's all a compromise, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, John, do you have any regrets with your time with Joe and working at the zoo?
I wouldn't necessarily say regrets. I mean, I don't really reflect on the past. I reflect on the good notes of everything. I don't live in the past. I live for what's coming up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Now, obviously, this whole coronavirus situation, it's affecting the entire planet. I know it's especially bad in the States at the moment. How are you guys dealing with it? Because I guess it would be a double-edged sword for you because, I mean, without the coronavirus, you know, I doubt the show would have gotten as much, like, overall coverage because obviously everyone's at home watching Netflix, so it's getting a lot more attention. Are you enjoying the attention overall?
I don't really focus on the attention. I more or less just go with everything day by day. It's something that come along. I mean, even without the pandemic, I think it would still be a huge hot topic on everything that's going on.
Can we talk Tigers for a second? Obviously, there's been a lot of chat about having them as pets, basically making that illegal. Do you think that should be the case?
You know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding it. And when I was in that industry, there was a lot of people that knew what they were doing. Like Doc Antel, he's great at what he does. And even though all these bad rumors are out there, he's actually a really nice guy. He's been doing it for probably longer than most of them have been even in the business. And he's actually the nicest guy I've met in the industry. He's not there to hurt people or downgrade them. He actually tries to help people out and see what they can do to make their place better, but there's a lot of places out there that are really bad.
Yeah, I took that from in the documentary because Joe went to see Doc on numerous times to get ideas of how to run his zoo and develop it. So I sort of see your angle there with him being a good guy because that's what I took from it. But do you think the Tigers are better off at the zoo now that Jeff Lowe is running it?
That one I don't know because I wasn't really there when Jeff Lowe had the place, so I don't know exactly what's going on.
So do you think Carol Baskin killed her husband?
You know, I don't really form an opinion on the woman because I've only met her twice. I don't know her personally. And I've heard other people that I've done interviews with tell me she's a really nice lady. I mean, she's nice from what I understand, but they construed that thing to pretty much make you think that she did. It's an open investigation, and that's why I don't form an opinion on it, is because they're looking into it, so they don't know who did it, who didn't. They're just trying to figure out what happened.
Well, on that, do you think how others were portrayed in the documentary were accurate? Because I know Jeff Lowe believes he was made out to be a villain. So do you think, from what you've seen in the documentary, it was spot on. They nailed who the people actually are.
Maybe as far as like personalities they did, but as far as what they showed, I don't know.
Okay. Now, Jeff Lowe, there's this theory floating around that he is in fact Carol Baskin's missing husband. And have you seen these comparison photos? And do you think that's possible?
You'd have to go back through years of records in order to find out if it was. I mean, you'd have to go through the name change records, the plastic surgery done, or whatever. You'd have to go through all those records in order to find out if it actually was or not.
Yeah.
What do you think, though? Do you think that's possible?
Plastic surgery, in my opinion, if it was.
It could be possible, but, you know, it's really hard to tell just from photos from now and then. I mean, you'd almost have to have a photo of them at the same age to figure out whether it was or not.
So, John, Jade here is, like she said before, a massive fan. Now, she thinks that she does a really good Carol Baskin impression. Now, I think it's really, really shit, but I actually think there's no better person on the planet right now to judge her Carol Baskin impression. Are you willing to judge her out of 10? You can be as harsh as you want.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Come on, Jade. Right. Channel your Carol Baskin.
Okay, I'm really channeling the inner cat. Okay. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue.
If it wasn't for that Aussie accent, you'd nail it.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
So what you're saying is if we make an Australian version of the movie, then possibly Jade might be in with a shot.
There'd be a big possibility of it, yes.
That's good enough for me.
Hey, Joe. John. Question about Joe.
Twice.
When he comes out of prison, do you reckon you'll be catching up with him for a beer?
Oh, no. Nope.
Don't want anything to do with him again?
As if your lovely fiancée would allow you to go and hang out with Joe. Like, would she put a cobwash in that? Like, no, John, you're not going.
Actually, I wouldn't have a problem. It's his choice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you know what I love? We can actually see John on Zoom here, and I love how he looked at you in that moment to get the correct answer.
Should I say no?
See, it doesn't matter how famous you get. The wife is always in charge, guys.
Always the boss.
So true.
She does so much for me. It's not even funny.
Aww.
So, that's nice. Yeah, I kind of have to look to her for guidance and other things.
Correct answer.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to keeping in touch with Saf or anyone else from the zoo, like, you know, Eric Cowie or anyone?
No.
Just close that chapter completely.
Yep.
Yeah. No, fair.
I got a bright future ahead. I'm not looking back.
Nice.
Well, you know what? We're really happy for you, man. And,
yeah,
you know,
it seems like you're doing well.
You're a dad now. You're getting married. You know, you're looking great, like a super hunk with new teeth and that goatee.
His wife is listening, Jaden. You are also married.
He also just winked.
So, John, I've got to ask you this. So we're from a place called Newcastle, which is a beautiful part of Australia. Have you ever been down under before?
I have been down under, but not that down under.
Well, if you ever do come to Australia, I know the show's only getting bigger and bigger. They might, you know, pay for some airline flights and you do a little promo tour. Make sure you check out Newcastle. It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
We're so happy that you've joined us today. Thank you so much, of course. Tiger King continues on Netflix. It's John Finlay right there. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys, and I love my Australian supporters. And I'm trying to beg my manager to start thinking about a trip to go down under.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Come visit us here.